My name is Luke Hamilton. I am 21 years old. Today is January 22nd. It is a Tuesday. And I'm here speaking with Kate McClellan. She is my cousin, also a professor here at BYU Hawaii. We're recording this interview in La'ie, Hawaii on campus in Kate's office. Well, first of all, thank you, Kate, for agreeing to do this interview with me.
Absolutely.
Let's just get down to business. My question for you, the main, I guess, topic of this interview is how did you come to work for BYU Hawaii as a professor? You know, you used to attend here as a student, and so it must be pretty great coming back here. How was that journey coming back here as a professor?
It was surprising. It was a shock. I wasn't planning on being a professor this early in my career. I was planning on kind of staying in the corporate world for another 20 years. And I have a clinical research business that I've been running for the last 10 years. And so my goal was always to get that and grow it and make millions there and then retire and teach here when I was older. But last year, our family was going through a really hard time, and I was just praying to see what I could do to help my family. If we were supposed to be going through that hard time, that was great. Just give me the strength to get through it. If there was something that I could do to better our family situation, what can I do? And immediately the prompting was, wouldn't it be so funny if they were hiring for an exercise science professor at BYU Hawaii right now? And that's the only other job I would ever want ever in my life other than what I was doing with the corporate company. And so I went online to byuh.edu, and I hadn't been on their website in years and years and years because I wasn't a student anymore, so I didn't, you know, really follow. But right. As soon as I went online, it was like fireworks. I just kind of knew that it was it. I just seeing a picture of the school again and the pictures of the temple and their slideshow, I was like, wow, this is going to be it. And I went onto the careers page, and it was the second to last career listing. And as soon as I saw it, I was just electric. I was like, this is it. This is what you're supposed to do. This is the answer. You're supposed to at least apply to work there. Even if you don't get the job, you're supposed to at least put yourself out there and apply. And so I did. And the application process was long, and there's a lot of interviews. And it was great, though, that the dean here, Dr. Porter, I worked with him. I was a student here, and I worked with him as a student when I was here. And it was just, I mean, it was like reconnecting with an old friend. And so I think that helped in my application, that I already knew him. I knew what it was already like to live here in La'ie, because to move your family across an ocean is hard for a lot of people, because you're really isolated, like interpersonally with your family and a brand new job. And this was a completely different industry. I've never taught before. I mean, other than a TA in grad school, and that was 10 years ago. So it was great. It was, I mean, the odds of a position being available, there's only 5 full-time faculty in this department, and the odds of one of them retiring and having that job open at the time that I was instructed to look, it was meant to be. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, I felt really good. I was super nervous, honestly, about applying. Even if we did get it, I was like, oh crap, now I have to move to Hawaii. It's been a really interesting transition. It's been different. My kids really like it here. It's been different for them, though, and just having a completely different community. Yeah. It's been great.
That's great to hear. And just kind of one last wrap-up question. You said that, well, a lot of things were lined up in ways that were really miraculous.
Yeah.
And so you've told me this before, but you said that you feel like you have a certain purpose in being here. Right. And
yeah, I don't know why I'm here. I mean, there's a lot. I don't want to say that, but I feel like I can give a fresh perspective to a lot of the courses and the students and the curriculum, because I have a business background and I know how to make money. I know how to take what you know and get a paycheck with it. And I think that's missing in academia. Generally, it's here's what you need to know because this is what the book says. but I like to focus on how are you going to apply this knowledge? So what is the question I'm always asking? So what? So what does this mean? What does this matter? How are you going to apply it? When are you going to use it? Why is this relevant? Why am I taking the time to prepare a lecture about this topic if you're never going to use it? Here's the so what. Here's the how it's going to make you money. And so I think that is something unique that I'm bringing to the department, is just kind of a more of a capitalistic mindset, mm-hmm. you know? And with the research that I want to do, it's kind of unique into this student population. I want to be looking at taking research that has already been done on Caucasians and males and doing it on different ethnicities and races and seeing if we get the same results, because I think Asians and Polynesians are really underserved in research, and maybe their bodies respond differently to certain things, and I want to make sure that science recognizes those differences if there are any, so we can keep medicine and healthcare safe for all populations, not just Caucasians, which is generally who the research is done with. So I think that's something valuable that I can bring and that I'm interested in. We're going to be starting that really soon. We just got a whole bunch of new research equipment. So it's, yeah. I don't know if that's my only purpose. I don't know what my purpose is, but I know I'm doing, right. I'm doing things really different and I like it. And it's weird being the teacher and not the students. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with me.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I really appreciate your time.
No problem.
And thank you. I'm sure you are finished recording.
Yep.